Welcome to the Cross Currents Radio Show, your spiritual speaker's corner, broadcast, and podcast. Does your faith in the past affect your fate in the future? Does your belief about what happened in history in any way inform the reality of what will happen to you today and tomorrow? Special creation or accidental evolution? Does it really matter? These are the age-old questions we're asking and answering in this series of TCC Radio. We'll first be in the studio with Calvin Smith, an expert on the creation-evolution controversy. And then, as always, we'll take the conversation to the street, this time to hear what average, everyday Canadians have to say about the controversial topic of God's creation history. Finally, we'll start and finish by submitting our thoughts to the Lordship of Christ as we teach and preach Him alone as the sovereign Creator and King of all. And now, let's join TCC Radio host Corey McKenna in the studio.
Hi, I'm Corey McKenna. Welcome to the Cross Current Radio Show and our fourth and final part of this special series called Going Back to the Future on the subject of biblical authority and history. In the studio with me yet again is our friend and ministry partner, Calvin Smith. Thanks again for being with us, Cal.
Hey, folks.
Cal serves as a speaker with Creation Ministries International and co-host of CMI's TV show, Creation Magazine Live, which can be watched free online at creation.com and on the Miracle Channel. Let's start with a quick recap of parts 1 through 3 of our series. In part 1 of this series, we talked about origins and how our belief about where we've come from ultimately determines our belief about where we're going when we die. In part 2, we talked biblical biology and why that history matters both scientifically and spiritually. And then last time, in part 3, we talked biblical geology and why that history matters both scientifically and spiritually, which brings us to our ferocious fourth and final part in this series where we'll talk truth about dinosaurs. But before we do, let's hear what everyday Canadians had to say about Hollywood's most infamous monsters.
In the studio and on the street with the Cross Current Radio Show.
This is Eric with TCC Radio, and we're here tonight speaking with Camilla, and we're talking about dinosaurs. Are you a student, or what is your, what do you do?
I'm a student at Laurier.
Okay, what are you taking?
Health sciences.
Health sciences. So, how long ago do you believe that dinosaurs lived?
Maybe like 20 billion.
20 billion years?
20 million, something like that.
Okay. What do you think happened to them?
Well, I know they got natural selection. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, they're all gone today, right?
Yeah, I know they got extinct, but I don't know how.
Okay. Do you know if the Bible mentions dinosaurs at all?
I don't think it does.
Okay. How does what you believe about dinosaurs affect what you believe about the Bible? Is there any relation? What do you believe about the Bible?
Not a whole lot. So, I don't know. I believe more in science than the Bible.
I'll help you out a little bit. So, the Bible would say that the Earth is certainly less than... You said you figured dinosaurs were 20 million years ago. The Bible paints a picture of an Earth that's much younger than that, right? So, when you hear that dinosaurs are millions of years ago, is that part of why maybe you reject what the Bible would say?
Yeah, like, so I would assume that the Earth existed earlier than the Bible says.
Yeah. Okay, so based on your belief about the Bible, what do you think happens when you die?
I think you just die. Like, your body decomposes.
Just a dirt nap, eh?
Yeah, you just decompose and you lie there.
Okay, that's it. So, do you know what the Bible says about what happens when we die?
You go to heaven or hell.
Yeah, those are the two destinations. So, if the Bible were true, which one do you think you would end up in?
Well, heaven, but I don't, like, I grew up Catholic, Christian, but I don't believe in a lot of it. So, I'm not really sure where I would end up, considering I don't really believe in afterlife. I'm not sure.
Okay, so today, would you still call yourself some kind of a Christian, or are you an atheist, or are you some other kind of religion, worldview, what?
I wouldn't say I'm fully atheist, like... But I don't know. I'm kind of confused. I don't know.
Okay, what do you mean you're confused? Like, you're not sure what to think?
Or? Like, I don't know if I'm fully atheist, like, to the harshest extent, but I don't fully, like, believe in God or afterlife or anything like that.
So. Okay, so do you think you're a good person?
Yes.
Is it important to be a good person?
Yes.
What is a good person?
Someone who treats others well.
Why is it important to be that way?
The world's just a better place, I guess.
Why does that matter?
So that everyone is happier and lives a better life.
Is everyone being happy, living a better life, the goal?
Yeah.
Why?
So that everyone can be happy. Being happy is like the most important thing.
So, okay, so the ultimate goal is just for everyone to be happy.
Yes.
Hi there, folks. This is Chris with the Cross Current Radio, and I'm speaking with...
Peter.
All right, Peter. So... We are a Spiritual Speakers Corner broadcast and podcast. How long ago do you believe that dinosaurs lived?
Based on what carbon dating and things like this, I guess dinosaurs existed tens, hundreds of millions of years ago.
Based on carbon dating, what do you believe happened to them?
I mean, dinosaurs, basically, they went extinct. What we know, based off of scientific evidence, is that it could have been because of some volcanic eruption. It could have been from some big meteor that basically blocked out the sun from lots of, dust and clouds in the air and things like this. I mean, we don't exactly know. That isn't to say they didn't exist. I mean, we find their fossils, so...
Okay, do you know if the Bible mentions dinosaurs?
Well, of course they didn't. The Bible records more or less history of humans.
So how does what you believe about dinosaurs affect what you believe about the Bible?
An age-old question. I'm actually... I am a Christian, just an FYI. And this is a discussion that I've had a lot, actually. Sort of, I guess, what I believe is that the creation story that's shown in Genesis... It's kind of similar to other creation stories, but it's sort of adapted more towards our God, basically. But the creation stories of that time are more or less, the theory of how the world was created back when Moses actually wrote it. I think it was Moses. I can't remember. That isn't to say that it isn't, false. I mean, I guess it is claimed that the Bible is infallible. But I don't believe that God created the fossils in the earth so that we could discover them, so to like confuse us. I am of the opinion that the earth did exist hundreds of millions of years ago.
So based on your belief about the Bible, what do you think happens after we die?
Yeah, that's something that I've, I guess, asked myself, and I really don't know.
Don't know what happens after we die. Now, you had said you're a Christian. Now, would you call yourself a born-again Christian, Peter?
No, I wouldn't.
Do you know what it means to be born again?
Well, I mean, that can be everything from, like, being brought up in a Christian household and being, I guess, taught Christianity versus choosing it yourself. And where you choose it yourself, then you're a born-again Christian.
Hi, this is Eric with TCC Radio. We'll get you back in the studio with Cal and Corey in a few, but first, here's how you can partner in the gospel with us.
Canada needs Christ. Praise God for overseas missions, but with the nations now among us, will you give for more to go locally, right here at home? After equipping churches all across Canada to share Christ together for Canada 150, the Cross Current is further expanding our evangelism and equipping ministry across the airwaves and the web. In addition to hearing TCC Radio, Christians will be equipped through our webinars and online workshops to share Christ with their own family, friends, and neighbors. Imagine the impact your gifts will make for all of us sharing Christ in Canada together. To give, go to thecrosscurrent.com/give or call toll-free 1-888-96-CROSS. That's 1-888-962-7677. We thank God for you and your partnership in His gospel.
Are you religious?
I'd consider myself kind of religious, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I've been baptized, but I'm not. I wouldn't say I'm religious.
Not so much religious as I am spiritual.
How would you define religion?
I'm not really sure. Yeah.
Something that is sacred to you.
Some people take it too far. They just think it's like black and white.
Tune in to the Outreach Radio Show that's really got people talking. Got Religion? Only on the Cross Current Radio Show.
Hi, this is Ravi Zacharias, and you're listening to the Cross Current Radio Show.
Welcome back to the studio of TCC Radio. With me is Calvin Smith, speaker with Creation Ministries International and co-host of CMI's TV show Creation Magazine Live. Now, Cal, I know that one of your specialty talks on your tour with CMI is on the subject of dinosaurs. So instead of me trying to sort of reinvent the wheel, why don't you take the lead on this one and just walk us through your talk, at least the high points anyway, and I'll ask any questions I have along the way. So go for that.
Sure. Well, I think before we even get into some of the science topics here, let's get into why this is even important. You know, I have the privilege of going out with the GO teams you lead here in London sometimes. And I remember one time I was out with one of your team leaders, Eden, and we were going along and we met two fellas waiting to get on their bus. And so, of course, they didn't want to leave the area, so they weren't moving targets. So Eden quickly moved up to them, and we started sharing the gospel. And I just remember the encounter as I was watching. It was so interesting to watch Eden, just powerfully share the gospel, boldly proclaim Christ and talking about sin and death. And all the way through the exchange, I was watching the fella. He had all these different, looks on his face. He kind of looked bored, and his eyes were darting up and down, and he was trying to interject, in between the things that Eden was saying. And finally, Eden finished the gospel presentation, and the guy threw his hands wide, and he said, "Okay, what do you Christians believe about dinosaurs?" And the whole group, we kind of just stepped back and we thought, that's kind of weird. I mean, we're talking about sin, salvation, God, etc. He wanted to know what we believed about dinosaurs. Why? Because dinosaurs have become the poster child, basically, for evolution and belief in millions and millions of years. And so, in many people's minds, it's almost like, look, there's my trump card against the Christian belief in the Bible. Dinosaurs prove evolution, etc. And so, this is a stumbling block. So, let's look into some science. One of the things Eden did is he just kind of pointed both fingers at me. He knew I worked for Creation Ministries, and this is topics we deal with. And so I said, dinosaurs are great evidence that the Bible is actually true, because what we see in the facts of science support a young Earth and that these creatures lived just a little while ago. And he kind of looked at me with a confused face, and so I shared this with him. I said, look, in 2005, Dr. Mary Schweitzer, paleontologist in the United States, she examined a femur, a Tyrannosaur femur, and found within it soft tissue in what she considered a 70-million-year-old Tyrannosaur. And you can read about this in Science Magazine, March 2005. She found soft and stretchy, unfossilized soft tissue, red blood vessels, red blood cells inside of a creature that's supposedly 70 million years old. How could that possibly have lasted? Now, this was like a bombshell going off in the evolutionary community. She actually said she had one reviewer tell her that he didn't care what the data said. He knew what she was finding was impossible. And when she wrote back and said, what data would convince you? He said, none. I mean, this really was like a bombshell. There's no way soft tissue could last for 70 million years. Well, since that time, it's just gotten worse and worse and worse for the evolutionist, because National Geographic has come up with articles now saying many dino fossils could have soft tissue inside. It's gotten to the point where they've found so much soft tissue inside unfossilized dinosaur bones now that they're actually saying that almost all the bones that we found probably have soft tissue to some extent. Well, that could simply not last for 70 million years. So this is really shattering that paradigm.
Now, just to sort of once again nudge into the light here, the power of that presupposition, that pre-belief. Out of curiosity, how are evolutionists employing what some have called that rescuing device, right, to put that back within their framework? What in the world are they saying to answer this clear evidence for the creation account?
Well, I remember clearly when creationists started presenting, you know, and of course we're quoting Science Magazine here. This isn't a creationist publication, obviously, and we're quoting soft tissue. The first defense they used was an argument called biofilm, where they, you know, you take a bucket of water, you stick it outside. After a while, it's going to get that scum around the edge. Biofilm, right? Bacterial sludge, basically. They were claiming that was their first defense. Well, this has got to be bacterial sludge left over. It's not real dinosaur DNA, etc. Well, that's fallen to the wayside. But I remember, skeptics shouting it out during my presentations. That's not real soft tissue. That's biofilm. Well, they've done enough experimentation. They've found enough soft tissue now. Science Magazine has actually said they've found fragments of dinosaur DNA. So again, this is a secular publication making this claim. DNA is one of the most fragile biomolecules on the planet. So again, it's not helping this type of thing. Mary Schweitzer has been scratching her head. She's kind of leading the charge with this soft tissue thing. She came up with a study saying perhaps the iron in blood somehow preserved it. But, you know, it's ridiculous when you think about it. Even if you took, everybody knows, even if you took, a sample, a frog or something, and stuck it in formaldehyde and put it in a sealed case and stuck it in the ground, you know, 70 million years later, biochemically, even in a substance like that, that specimen is going to fall to pieces. So honestly, I have not come across, and of course we monitor this all the time, but evolutionists don't have a good explanation for this. They say, well, there must be some mysterious way that soft tissue could last for 70 million years. And it's amazing how strong the evolutionary paradigm is, because people go, the news reports are coming out now, and this is the headline. Amazing soft tissue discovery, that soft tissue can last for 70 million years. Instead, people should be going, wait a sec, how could that possibly last for that long? And even Christians who've accepted evolution are just saying, well, there must be some mysterious way, instead of just coming to the obvious conclusion, they're not millions of years old.
Yeah, any Christians listening right now, let's just sort of press pause for a minute here. The first thing you might be thinking is, oh my goodness, I don't know all that stuff. Mary who? Like, what the heck? And just want to just encourage you in this, that CMI offers a multitude of resources. Get some pamphlets in your hand. Get some brochures. There's even tracts that you can order that explain these things. Questions about biology, questions about geology, even questions like we're exploring here about dinosaurs. I believe some of them are even free to download, Christians. So how exciting is that? And also, I just want to sort of round this out with this. The Bible does, of course, say that the mind set on the flesh is hostile to God, that things of the spirit are spiritually discerned. So how does this all work in evangelism? Well, how this all works is as we give an answer for the hope that's in us. There's one apologist by the name of Greg Bonson. Many of you have maybe heard of him. He would talk about this mental debris factor, that as we answer these questions, as we give answers within that Christian framework, that mental debris can be sort of removed so that we can preach Christ. So this all works together to both advance and defend the gospel of Jesus Christ. So Cal, just really thinking about the gospel connection here. I mean, the dinosaur issue obviously has been used in so many ways and to sort of sow in unbelief and even, I guess, some discord among the brethren. And help us understand, how does this connect to the gospel? Like, some people might be thinking, man, this is a stretch. I thought I tuned into an outreach radio show. What in the world?
Right. Well, as demonstrated with that young fellow's question, right? He's heard the gospel, and his first question is, what do you believe about dinosaurs? I mean, people would say, well, what does that have to do with this? Well, obviously, it had a lot to do with him. As I mentioned, dinosaurs are used as evidence to prove that the Bible isn't true. That the Bible isn't, you know, the Bible says the earth is young, but dinosaurs, we know, died out millions of years ago. So it's a direct connection to unbelief. And many Christians just don't pick up on that. So, you know, when you're out sharing the gospel with someone and they ask you a question, if you try to avoid that question, people get what you're doing. You're just, well, you know, dinosaurs, that's not important. We wouldn't just want to talk to you about Jesus. Yeah, but really what they're thinking in their mind is, yeah, but you're just dodging the question. Christians don't have logical answers for their faith. They're not scientifically minded, etc. So it's important that we offer a defense of the faith and remove stumbling blocks. That's what the Bible refers to. And so you can get back to the main message, which is sharing the gospel. So that's how we would use evidences like this.
Yeah, for sure. Scripture talks about, Christian, take every thought captive and make those thoughts obey Jesus Christ. And, hear this, and we demolish every argument raised up against the knowledge of God. Folks, these people have got false knowledge. incorrect information about the God of the universe. As ambassadors for Jesus Christ, we must gently and patiently, but truthfully and boldly proclaim the full authority of God's word, the full counsel of God's word. And folks, we find so often that sharing the gospel involves, hear this, teaching the gospel, teaching scripture. Open up your Bible, answer these questions, and point everything to Jesus Christ and to him as the only sacrifice that God has provided so we can be saved and be reconciled to him for all eternity. So hopefully you've been hearing this. Throughout this entire series, we've been going back to the future to share the truth with you that your belief about the past matters likely more than you know. In fact, your belief about where you've come from, either special creation or cosmic accident, ultimately determines your belief about where you're going when you die. So where are you going? I pray that you'll take a minute to listen very carefully to this last all-important message about your ultimate future.
Will you be with God in heaven? The Bible says that the price of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. So how many times have you sinned? How many times have you lied, lusted, stolen, hated, and used God's name in vain? Because every time you have, you've sinned against holy God, alienating yourself from Him. Even your thinking is against Him. You will face the second death, which is eternity in the lake of fire. But Jesus Christ paid for sins, taking them and God's wrath against sinners upon Himself. He shed His blood and died on the cross in place of sinners, and then He rose from the grave, defeating sin and death, just as the scriptures foretold that He would. To be reconciled to God, you must repent and trust that Jesus died for your sins. Your sins will be forgiven, God will grant you eternal life, and you will spend forever with God in heaven. Isn't that good news?
That is good news if, and only if, you repent of your sin and trust in Christ alone for your salvation. And how does this relate to science in the Bible? Because yes, Jesus died to redeem your soul for eternity, but He also died to redeem your reasoning now. And when you receive His gift of faith and you're born again of His Spirit, the future, the present, and the past will actually make sense to you because your beliefs about it will be true. And that's what we've called going back to the future. And if you put your faith in Christ for the very first time, or if you have any other questions we can help you answer, please email us at questions@tccradio.com. Cal, I just want to give you opportunity to promote the Ministry of Creation Ministries International, and maybe any wrap-up thoughts you have about dinosaurs, but you go for it for a couple minutes here.
Sure. Creation Ministries is an information ministry. That's our main goal, is to get information into the hearts and minds of believers. And so we have a full array of resources. I guess our claim to fame with Creation Ministries is we have more PhD scientists on staff with Creation Ministries than any other Christian ministry we're aware of on the planet. So again, with 7 offices, we've got over 40 speakers worldwide. We've got resources like the Answers Book. We've got many, many books, many specialty books, of course, written by many of our PhD staff and other creationist PhDs around the world. But I think for the average person, a copy of the Answers Book, it answers the top 60 questions that we would get when we're out doing ministry. Whether you're on the street, you'd be more familiar with this than I would, Corey, but also just in general conversations, or like I said, if we're doing a talk, whether it's Christians or non-Christians, they always seem to have the same questions. What about, you know, carbon dating? What about radioisotope dating? What about starlight, distant starlight that's coming from stars that are billions of light years away? How do you explain that if the universe is actually young? It must have taken billions of years for the light to come. You know, where did Cain get his wife? Some of the theologically based questions. How could we actually all stem from two people if we know today that if you, you know, you have children with close relations, well, there's going to be genetic problems. These are the same questions, because as you think through the conflict between the concept of evolution and creation as written in the Bible, people come to the same questions. What about the age of the earth, and where did the rock layers come from, and all these types of things? So the Answers Book answers the top 60 questions we'd get in that area. We also have another book called Christianity for Skeptics. You know, many people have philosophical objections to the Christian faith. If God's a good God, why do bad things happen? What about other faiths? Isn't Islam just as, cogent as Christianity, for example? What about Hinduism or things like that? Isn't atheism more radical rational than just not having a religious worldview, you know, at all, some people would say. So those two books, I would say that if people just read, most Christians even read those two books and understood the arguments in there, they would be able to answer, I would say, 85-90% of the questions they would get from unsaved family and friends.
Thanks, Cal. And as the president of the Cross Current and the program host, obviously, here on TCC Radio, our primary context is the gospel. It's sharing the gospel. It's advancing and defending the gospel. But I'm also a pastor, and I'm also a parent. Parents, please listen. You need to equip your children. Primary responsibility is equipping your children. And your children have these questions too. Pastors, your congregants have these questions too. Please make no assumptions. It would shock you if you ask the average garden variety Christian in Canada what they think about the age of the earth. It would shock you. Try it out. Don't take our word for it. But we strongly encourage you to get equipped, to equip by example. Paul says, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. Imitate me as I imitate Christ. Please, equip by example. You get equipped, and then go and equip others under your care. Well, thanks again to Cal Smith for joining us in the studio for this series. You can access again Cal's speaking schedule and watch his show, Creation Magazine Live, free online at creation.com. And thanks again to you for tuning into our program. Please visit us online at tccradio.com, where you can access our podcast and also hear several more street interviews on this topic and many other topics as well. Plus, our gospel guarantee is that God's good news will always be presented here on the Cross Current Radio Show graciously and truthfully to the glory and praise of His Son. Until next time, I'm Corey McKenna, in the studio and on the street, keeping the Cross Current in our culture.
Cross Current and TCC Radio are praying for the Lord to align us with a like-minded partner church to continue this outreach radio broadcast in your area. Could that be your church? In addition to equipping you by example to share the gospel, TCC can help your local church gain maximum ministry exposure with both Christians and non-Christians in your community through promoting your church right here on TCC Radio. To explore the possibility of becoming a partner church, please email us at partners@tccradio.com.